The founders of America valued free speech and acknowledged freedom of religion and freedom of speech in the First Amendment to the Constitution. Well, fast forward to our times and we see the assassination of Christian evangelist and activist Charlie Kirk, which has shocked the world. Amazingly, some critics of Charlie Kirk have essentially argued, however you want to word it, that he had it coming. In other words, he deserved what happened to him. Hamilton Strategies writes, quote, as conservative Christians continue to mourn the loss of Turning Point founder and CEO Charlie Kirk after his assassination on September 10, 2025, leftist pundits are attempting to vilify his legacy by circulating either half-truths or outright lies. From noted horror writer Stephen King to talk show host, many leftist activists are perpetuating utter falsehoods about Charlie Kirk's views on race, religion, and politics, much to the chagrin of conservatives. End quote. One of those conservatives would be my good friend, Dr. Alex McFarland, who's a youth specialist. He's an evangelist and also an author of many books, and he's a prolific guest on media and so forth, but he has something to say about Charlie Kirk's death. By the way, Alex McFarland's website is alexmcfarland.com. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and Alex, we welcome you back.
Dr. Newcomb, thank you very much for having me, and thank you for devoting time to the life and tragic death of Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, so tell us about this. Would you think it's fair, the assessment that I said, that basically, you know, strip all the rhetoric away, some of the people on the left are saying, yeah, he had it coming.
It's very sad that dialogue and debate and reasoning is such a threat to the left that they have to vilify, I mean, not only somebody that they perhaps ideologically disagreed with, but just that, think about this, Dr. Newcomb, because Charlie Kirk, and I knew him, he was a friend, he spoke for us 2.5 weeks before he was assassinated. In fact, our Conversations That Matter speaker series probably was the last non-TPUSA event that he ever did. But here's the thing. Because he believed in the sanctity of human life, because Charlie reasoned that the Constitution provides legal protection for the unborn, because he did not believe that a biological male could turn into a biological female, he believed that maleness or femaleness were genetically determined. Because he believed that the family was the bedrock of our society. I mean, he believed basically what a constitutional America is all about. Because of that, in the mind of the left, he forfeited his right to dignity, respect, humanity. He even forfeited his right to life because he disagreed with the critical, the CRT woke DEI Marxist militantly atheistic narrative.
What would you say to those who say, well, okay, you know, we decry violence, but there's violence on both sides. There's extremists on the right and there's extremists on the left.
Well, the thing is, the views that Charlie espoused, and I shared the stage with him on 4 separate occasions, spoke for him in the spring of 22 at East Tennessee State University, corresponded with him through emails and text, interviewed him on national radio. And, you know, I feel like so many people, I had a pretty good handle on what he believed and taught, not only as a Christian. And I mean, he said to me, and he said on our stage that he wanted to be known as an evangelist. So understand first and foremost that spiritually, he was a follower of Christ who was doing his utmost to get people born again. But politically, Charlie Kirk's views, and I've heard hundreds of YouTube videos, not to mention personal, you know, we had a 2-hour private conversation backstage at an event, October 30th of 24. So I feel like he and I were able to dialogue in great depth about a myriad of issues, Dr. Newcomb. I'm telling you, Charlie Kirk's political views were absolutely in line with America's founders, America's governing documents, and our great leaders up through the modern era. If Charlie Kirk was a radical, unhinged person, then so was Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, James Madison, Alexander Hamilton. I mean, my point is, it's not Charlie Kirk that was off the rails. It's the Democrat Party and the leftists that are now vilifying him.
Okay, so let's explore this further. What would you say to the both sides argument where they're saying there's extremists on the right, extremists on the left, when it comes to the shooter of Charlie Kirk? So in other words, you know, oh yeah, what that shooter did on September, was it 10th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That, oh yeah, that was bad, but you know, we on the left, we decry that, and you guys have your extremists too that are out there with their guns or their violence. And basically, you know, as you look at that statistically, it's not the same, but I want to hear your response.
Well, you know, within hours of Charlie Kirk's murder, AOC tweeted, you know, preach hate, get hate. I mean, just glibly, but let's understand the absolute, you know, absence of empathy, just general human compassion on the part of the left. You know, I had somebody call me just moments ago. We were watching the funeral, the memorial service, which I was not able to attend, sadly. We had an evangelistic crusade that was over a year in the planning, and I just simply could not miss. But here's the thing. Somebody called me and said, you know, the left is just spewing venom about Charlie Kirk. Where is the empathy? I said, well, you have to understand, these are the people that their entire political DNA is invested in the murder of innocent babies. If Democrats, they would go to the mat for the state sanctioning of the killing of the unborn, don't be surprised that they have no empathy whatsoever for an adult male that got murdered by one of their own. So here's the thing. Like I say, because Charlie Kirk gave scientific facts about gender, and he gave scientific compelling arguments that swayed millions of young people, the Democrat Party, the left, the alleged shooter, they felt like he was just such a threat. By the way, Dr. Newcomb, let me just say this. Ben Shapiro was on the Bill Maher show just days ago. And Ben Shapiro, he noted, like, in comparison with the BLM riots that did, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars of damage. And in the BLM riots, over 20 people died. Here's Charlie Kirk's murder. There's no cars being set on fire. There's no windows being smashed or no looting. What do we see? Erica Kirk is on global television saying, Tyler Robinson, I forgive you. Let's pray for his salvation. Now I got to say this, that the left believes, and Ben Shapiro laid this out. All right. Number one, there's a conspiratorial view of the universe. Number two, there is this belief that the one with a different narrative, like Charlie Kirk, has personally affronted you. And then thirdly, that violence is self-defense. The night, August 21, that I had Charlie Kirk speak, and by the way, videos from his August 21 event with me have gotten over 4 million views, Dr. Newcomb. But a female came to the mic and asked and said, Charlie, why do you as a Christian feel like it's okay to incite violence against trans people? And Charlie Kirk said, I would never incite violence against anybody. She said, your words are violence. Now, first of all, that is just an absolutely fallacious belief. To say, modern mental health research says differently than you assume about yourself, to say that human biology mitigates against the transgender narrative. Caitlyn Jenner, aka Bruce Jenner, will never, Bruce Jenner, and I'll wager every penny in all the banks in all the world, Bruce Jenner will never get ovarian cancer. I'll stake everything on that. In other words, to say that reality and mental health research mitigate against the transgender narrative, that's not violence. And the lady, she whispered under her breath, she said, very emotionally, you're canceling me. We've got to help people. And by the way, as a Christian, part of the solution has got to be prayer and the Holy Spirit reigning in the dark delusion and lies of our time. But we have to help young people understand that hearing a dissenting opinion and dialoguing, that is not an attack. That is not violence. And no one is trying to cancel another human being. In fact, in dialoguing and helping truth to break through, I'm actually affirming someone's worth and value. Charlie Kirk believed that every human, no matter how deceived, how in bondage they were, that every human was worth trying to reach and engage and rescue. But you see, Tyler Robinson picked up a bolt-action rifle, and Charlie Kirk is dead. And the shooter in Minneapolis at Annunciation Church, and the shooter in Tennessee at Covenant Christian School, those trans assassins believed that words and truth are violence. They believed that they, by spreading absolute truth, they were personally assaulted, and that killing was a means of self-defense. These are non sequiturs. It doesn't follow at all. And so, Charlie, I'll say this, and Dr. Newcomb, I'll throw it back to you. On the night that he spoke with us, he was on stage, and we had people come to hear him from 17 states. It was exactly 1 month ago. And he said, look, if somebody shoots and kills me, or shoots and kills Alex, he said, we cannot be silent for God and country, for Jesus's great commission, and for the saving of our nation. Look, if somebody kills one of us, we cannot be silent. Sadly, and I don't know if he had a premonition, but sadly, 2.5 weeks after he said those words on our stage, that's exactly what happened.
Where was that? Where was that in the country?
I was at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We had rented the Alabama Theater. We had a speaker series all summer long called Conversations That Matter. By the way, the final iteration of that will be Friday night, October 3rd, and Saturday, October 4th. We'll have Jenna Ellis. We'll have the attorney Jenna Ellis. We'll have from the Trump White House, Mark Walker, Trump's international ambassador for religious freedom. We'll have an all-star panel of TPUSA staffers, and we'll talk about the spiritual and cultural state of the nation. That's Friday, October 3rd, 7 p.m. in Myrtle Beach. Info is at alexmcfarland.com. But we had Charlie there, and I don't know if he had a premonition or something, but see, sometimes the cause of the gospel, and frankly, just truth itself, we've got to lay our lives on the line. And Charlie did that. And Dr. Newcomb, I think we must do that as well.
All right. We're basically out of time. AlexMcFarland.com. Since you mentioned abortion and the hardening of the heart, Mother Teresa said, if we accept that a mother can kill even her own child, how can we tell others not to kill one another? Alex McFarland, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Newcomb.
Okay. Bye-bye.